Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Here I stand beside this chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
looking me on. Gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall. Looking me on. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear. Standing by the river, looking me on.
Standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman.
Listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Of the night are swiftly falling low. I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling. I must tarry here no more.
Standing by the river.
The gates
are of pearl and streets of pure gold.
He tells of a
pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we'll know as we're known.
Deuteronomy chapter number 6, and we'll begin reading this morning in verse number 17. The Bible said, "You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies, his statutes, which he has commanded thee, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies before thee, as the Lord has spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in the time to come, what meaneth these testimonies, these statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? And thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for all for our good, that he might preserve us alive, as it is unto this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe, to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us this morning." Our gracious Heavenly Father, our wonderful God, as we do call upon your name this morning, Lord, how we do thank you, God, for the blessings of life and for grace and strength this morning, God. Thank you for your tender mercies, Lord, that we're not consumed this morning, God of heaven. And I thank you, Lord, for every blessing that you bestowed upon us so richly, God, that Lord, our cup has certainly run over this week, God. And Lord, your hand has been upon us, God of heaven. You kept us from harm's way as a good shepherd this morning, Lord. And I do pray for these that we've made mention of this morning, God, the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, that you might visit with them, those, Lord, that are facing surgeries this morning, God, that are taking treatments, God. And Lord, I pray for those, God, that feel like the weight of the world's upon their shoulders this morning, God, that they've struggled, they've wrestled, Lord, all week long. I pray that they might find rest and comfort this morning. They might, Lord, find a refuge this morning, God, in the altar, God, this morning. I pray for the men of God that stand this morning, God, rightly dividing the word of truth, and boldly proclaiming the God of heaven, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, Lord, that you might anoint them afresh. May souls be saved this morning, God of heaven. May your people be encouraged and strengthened, God, for the days that lie before them. And Lord, I pray this morning that most of all, that someone might be saved by the marvelous grace of God this morning. I pray you get glory out of your people wherever they're gathered together. And for all of this, we'll be mindful and grateful this morning. Give you the thanks and the praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said in verse number 23 this morning, the Bible said he brought us out that he might bring us in. I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning between here and there. Amen. He brought us out that he might bring us in this morning. I realize many times we find that God resounded this message unto the children of Israel, how that he brought them out of the land of Egypt and into the land of Canaan. Between these places, this origin and this destination, some 40 years of wandering and waiting in the wilderness. Now they knew where Canaan was. They had come to the borders of it before. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, you and I, here we are in this world, waiting, thank God, to cross over. Amen. Now I'm somewhere between Egypt and Canaan this morning. Amen. They some already crossed over into that promised land. Amen. They still many that are left down in the house of bondage this morning. But I'm glad that he's brought me out, thank God. In one of these days, he'll bring me in. But until then, I'm still struggling in the wilderness of this world. How do I know that? Brother, I know I'm saved. Amen. But I'm not yet at home in heaven. And I realize this morning that some would say you can't compare Canaan to heaven. It's a type of the Christian life. Amen. And I realize that's true also. Amen. It was an area that had to be conquered. Amen. And lived in this morning. But I want you to know for this message this morning, brother, there's still a promised land over Jordan that we've not reached yet. Amen. It's a land, thank God, that he promised unto those that love the Lord, those that have been born again, those that have been saved, those that have been redeemed this morning. Thank God we've not got there yet. That's why we still sing those songs in the choir. To Canaan's land, thank God I'm on my way. In the song they sang just a moment ago, on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye. Amen. To all that promised land that just lies beyond. Amen. So bear with me this morning. Amen. If you don't like it, cut it off. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, the pardon that I had down in Egypt, there was a life that I've left behind. Amen. Some 10 times in the scriptures, the Bible refers to Egypt as the house of bondage. Amen. It's a type of the world. It's a type of sin. Amen. We were slaves. Amen. This morning, chained and in bondage under a taskmaster
Master, and we would have died in the muck and mire had the Lord not sent a deliverer. Amen. Had he not heard our cry, had he not lifted me up out of that horrible pit and put my feet upon a solid rock, I saved my soul, thank God, and set me in the right direction. And now Satan, amen, would have loved to have kept me down in Egypt. Amen. Dear friend, he was my father at one time. His lust I did. I was a slave under his command. Just as Pharaoh was over the house of Israel. Amen. Hey, Pharaoh told Moses, said, yeah, go and worship. But just don't go too far and come back. Amen. The devil still uses that same tactic today. He don't care if you go to church on Sunday. Amen. You can go sing in the choir. You can go, amen, and hear the preaching, sit on the pews. As long as you get back down in the muck and mire on Monday, amen, as long as you get back to that old life throughout the rest of the week, as long as you come back to him, amen, he's satisfied. Another time, Pharaoh told Moses, said, yeah, you go ahead, but leave your children here. Amen, it's still the same today, brother. The devil wants to divide you and your children, amen, from the worship service. Amen. Now, I realize there are extenuating circumstances. Amen. When, brother, you may have a bus ministry, you've got a bunch of children whose parents are not there. Amen. But I'll tell you, brother, your children ought not go out in the fellowship hall. They ought not go down the basement. Amen. And play games. Dear friend, when there's preaching and worshiping going on in the house of God. Amen. No wonder we're raising a generation that don't know anything about God. Amen. Another time Pharaoh said unto Moses, you can go, but said, leave all your cattle and have things behind here. Amen. You don't even want to go to the house of God without an offering. Amen. And bring it unto the Lord. But I've left that life behind. Amen. I think about the promised land over in Canaan. The life that is beyond me. God said there is a place prepared for those that love him this morning. A good land, amen. Dear friend, houses I didn't build, amen. I'm not made with hand, thank God, that's got foundations. And God's not ashamed to be called their God, for he has built for them a city. Even Abraham, thank God, was looking for that better country. Amen. Jesus said, let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me and my Father's house. There's many mansions. Amen. And said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that there you may be also. Amen. I realize Canaan, amen, around the world may not sound too wonderful, but to a people that's been in bondage for 400 years, that scraped and scrubbed for every crumb on the table, that's been knee-deep in the muck and mire, amen, I'll tell you, the thoughts of heaven may not excite you, brother, but I'm looking, thank God, heaven sounding sweeter all the time, amen, with every loved one that goes on before me, thank God I've got more invested in heaven than I ever had down here in this world, amen, but now I'm somewhere between here and there. I think about the path in between. Amen. That's the life that we're leading now. It's full of troubles, obstacles. Amen. That line our path. Tests and trials and temptations. Amen. That come upon us each and every day. Amen. And the struggles, amen, of this sin in this world. The sorrow and the misery of men. Amen. I'm not what I used to be. Amen. But I'm not what I'm going to be yet. I am what I am right now by the grace of God. Amen. I can pinpoint, amen, where I started from. And I can tell you where I'm going to end up. I don't know where I'm at right now, though. I just know I'm close. Amen. I thank God. I know, brother, it's just about going home time. Dear friend, but until then, there are some things that we need to keep doing. Amen. What do we do while we're between here and there? Amen. Number one, keep pressing on. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, keep putting one foot in front of the other. For 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel wondered. Amen. And I realize it was because of their own unbelief. Amen. This morning, but they never constructed a house. They never built a fence. Amen. They never dug a wall. Amen. But they dwelt in tents. Everything they had was packed on mules and camels and on their own back. Amen. They had an inheritance, but it was not in the wilderness. Amen. They couldn't go back to Egypt, but they couldn't stay there either. Amen. You got to keep pressing on. This world is not our final home. What God has promised us. Amen. And what we're going to be, we'll never be here in this world. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if today was the day? Amen. It's not a matter of distance. It's a matter of time. Amen. Brother, I'm just telling you, dear friend, this morning we're closer than what you think. Amen. We're just waiting for the Father to look over at the Son and say, let them cross over. Open up the gates. I thank God. Sound the trumpet and call my people home. Amen. And dear friend, just keep pressing on. There's a brighter day ahead. Just keep pressing on. One day we'll see the lights of home. Amen. But as you're pressing on, don't get ahead of God. Amen. The children of Israel did when Moses was up on the mountain of Sinai, and he was up there for 40 days. And they began to say among themselves that Moses must not be coming back down. Let's just make us another God and we'll go on without him. Amen. Don't get ahead of God. Amen. It'll come soon enough, brother. Paul said, now is our redemption nearer than when we first believed. John said, the time is at hand. Amen, brother. Just be patient and wait on the Lord. Amen. Don't lag behind either. The Bible said those that lagged behind were Amalek. Began to attack the hinder parts. Amen. You are susceptible. Amen. To the devil's attack when you straggle. Amen. And lag behind. That's where he attacks this morning. Dear friend, but neither stand idle. Amen. There's a difference in waiting and wallowing. There's a difference in waiting and whining. Amen. There are times we're to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And there are times, brother, we're to keep pressing on. Moving on. Amen. I thank God this morning what to do between here and there. I just keep pressing on. And number two, keep praying. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, they could look up and see that cloud leading them by day and the fire by night. Amen. When God established the tabernacle, they could see the cloud of glory descend upon. And they knew that the presence of God was in their midst. Amen. Brother, but they still needed to talk to God. Amen. We emphasize the walk and we neglect the talk. Amen. That's right, brother. You can walk, brother, but you also need to talk with God every day. Amen. I don't want to journey by myself. Amen. I want to have a companion. Amen. A friend that stays closer than a brother. Dear friend, we've got someone that'll go with us all the way. Keep praying. Keep talking to the Lord. It's the only way we can endure the hardships that lie before us. How can we overcome? How can we get through the difficulties? How can we survive? You better have a source of strength, brother, other than what's inside of you. Amen. Our tank, brother's not full. It gets empty all the time. Our pockets are empty. Amen. Our will is not that strong. Amen. There there is such a thing as coming to the end of yourself, and then what are you going to do? You better be connected. You better be hooked up. Amen. You better have a hold on the prayer bells of heaven this morning if you're going to get from here to there. Amen. It's the only way to stay encouraged. There's no good news in this world that we live in. There's trouble on every side. Amen. This world is full of turmoil and sorrow and misery. But I thank God for that still small voice that echoes in the canyon of our soul this morning. I'm glad the Bible said that. As water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Amen. When the Lord speaks unto our heart, it encourages us. That's the only way we can engage our enemies this morning. How do you get through criticism? How do you get through complaints? How do you get through threats and murmurings? Amen. How do you face those that don't like you, that hate you, despise you? You do it through prayer this morning, brother. Calling upon the name of the Lord and putting your faith and confidence in Him who does not fail this morning. Amen. Somewhere between here and there, I keep pressing on. I keep praying. And then finally this morning, let me say, you need to keep positive. Amen. It's not always easy. I didn't say, friend, you had to smile about everything this morning. Amen. And dear friend, there are times your hearts are broken. At times when you feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders. At times you feel like everything's falling apart and slipping away. Amen. Here are the Israelites going around in circles. Amen. For 40 years. Dear friend, so how is it that you keep getting up in the morning and going on? Amen. Don't dwell upon the negative things in nature. That just by nature, that's what I am, negative. The wilderness is a negative experience, amen. But He's a positive God. All the promises in Christ Jesus are yea, yea, and amen. That's right, brother. We've got to keep looking ahead and looking unto Him. The circumstances, we've got to be positive about this morning. You say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm facing. No, I don't, but I do know that all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are the called according unto His purpose this morning. I know that God's going to get glory out of every circumstance and situation. Amen. I know that He said, my grace is sufficient for whatever need. I know that He said He had not put more on you than that which you're able to bear. A child of God, look up. Amen. God's still in charge and in control. And He's very aware of the circumstances of your life this morning. Quit saying I can. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. Thank God this morning. I'm telling you, when you go through hardships in this time between here and there, you may not understand them now. And you're not going to care about them when we get over there either. Amen. But God knows. Thank God what He's doing with us. Amen. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 11. Joshua finally stood up and said, prepare to pass over. Amen. 400 years down in bondage in Egypt. 40 years wandering in the wilderness. But the day finally came when the call had to cross over. Thank God, child of God, look up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. May the Lord richly bless you. I thank God this morning.